Hi, everybody. It is the 16th of January, 2023, and I've been working on this devotional for over 2 weeks now. Strange how some of them just take a little bit longer to develop. The title for today's teaching is Changing Focus. And 2 weeks ago, I looked at the importance of stepping into the new year with hope and expectation, and how abiding in Jesus is so important because it results in fruitful living. And then I was reminded of a season in my life where I felt like I was stuck in a rut. I felt like I was on a merry-go-round, and then that no matter how hard I tried to find direction, I just went around and around in circles. And I reckon the best way to describe it is to say that I was in a state of limbo. The dictionary defines limbo as an uncertain period of awaiting a decision or a resolution, an intermediate state or condition. And it goes on to say that it's a situation where a person seems to be caught between two stages and it is unclear what will happen next. Not a nice place to be. What I've subsequently learned, though, is that this state is almost always as a result of misplaced focus. And in this teaching, I want to look at three things we focus on that can result in this state of uncertainty or limbo. The first one is focusing on the past. It's safe to say that because we go through different seasons in our lives, that there's always going to be better or worse seasons than the one that we currently find ourselves in. In most cases as well, our young carefree years are filled with good memories, and it's easy to wish back to those times. In fact, we all want life to be as easy as it was then, all the time. But the problem is when we get stuck in the past and we spend all our time comparing our current situation to a better past. Because all that does is it leaves us dissatisfied and even resentful. The worst thing of all is that when our past becomes our main focus, we cease to live in the here and now. We miss wonderful opportunities, and then we also fail to step into the future destiny and purpose that God has planned for us. Because we don't even see the future when we're in that state. Just yesterday, I was reminiscing with a friend about the past. She was my gym buddy, and we used to see each other very often. In fact, she was quite a big part of my life. And then she's moved away, and subsequently, I don't see her as much. In fact, I probably see her maybe 4 times a year. But in our new seasons, I was very intrigued to see that when it comes to gym, we both made a different plan. We both continued by exercising with new groups, and we make an effort to see each other whenever we can. I know this is a simple example because some of you have gone through some horrific stuff in your past and it's difficult to let go of it. But what I want to show is that we made our situation work in the now, despite the fact that that was really a good time. In fact, she's the only gym buddy I've had for a long time that I've been able to sustain a gym regime with. I've seen people get crippled by change. And it can even be a simple change like I've just described. And then they hold on to it so desperately. They hold on to what was. And it literally puts them into this horrible state of limbo where they just survive. But let's take a look at what the Word of God says about the past. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." In Philippians 3, verse 13 to 14, it says, "But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward to what is ahead." In Isaiah 48, verse 18 to 19, it says, "Forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." We were never meant to live in the past. I'm sure you've heard of the book, and it's titled The Windshield is Bigger Than the Rearview Mirror. And in that book, he speaks about changing our focus from our past to the promise. We're not meant to look backwards, but rather to present to the present and to the future. And even though we are products of our past, we don't have to be prisoners of it. Rather, we can learn crucial lessons, and then we can celebrate the things that we miss. Because if you really think about it, in that season, we were privileged enough to have had it good. And then we can cherish that memory and perhaps make new memories. And know this, that God's purpose is not limited by our past. Which then leads me to the next point. We sometimes are so busy focusing on the future. Now, as you know, I'm a very strong advocate of the importance of having hopes, dreams, and expectations for one's future. But today I want to address the professional dreamers who constantly and aimlessly think about what could be without aligning their thoughts or dreams to any action. I call them daydreamers. They're so busy thinking about what could be that again they cease to live, and then weeks and days go by without any tangible progress. In Ecclesiastes 5 verse 7 in the New Living Translation, they couldn't have put it any better. It says, talk is cheap, like daydreams and other useless activities. Fear God instead. And here, of course, we're not talking about being afraid of God, but rather revering him, making him our number one priority. This is so important because only through relationship with God is our purpose and destiny revealed, and then we're able to fulfill them. I often highlight that the Word of God has so many promises about our future, and I often refer to Jeremiah 29 verse 11, which is a well-known verse. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. So instead of daydreaming, I urge you to find the promises in the Word of God and align yourself to them so that there's a sure future for you. God created us, and what better way to know what we should be doing than to ask him? It beats just aimlessly wishing for anything that's better. And it also allows us to live life in the here and now. The last point I want to look at is that we need to better focus in the present. We can become so distracted nowadays, and I've often addressed the information overload that we face. And I believe that never before has a generation been more concerned about what others have or what they're up to. In some cases, people become so consumed with what other people are doing to the extent that they actually stop living their own life. All it leads to is that we become so dissatisfied with our own lives that we start striving for what we see out there. But how many of you know that each one of our lives is unique? And our purpose and destiny is unique. And all that happens when we follow the crowd is that we get lost in it. Steve Jobs couldn't have put it better when he said, your time is limited. Don't waste it living someone else's life. In Romans 12 verse 2, it says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. This verse highlights that instead of letting the world influence us, and instead of letting the world determine our lives, that we can find the truth in the Word of God. We can find the truth about who we are. We can find out the truth about what Christ did for us. And that through doing that, it will show us how to live. And it will also reveal what God's will is for our lives now, in the here and now, as well as the future. Renewal of the mind is focusing on and standing on the Word of God. It takes the focus off the world and it puts it on Jesus. And Jesus died for us to have an abundant life. One additional thing I'd like to address here is that many are in a state of limbo because of fear, either due to past experience or due to fear of the future, which generally includes fear of failure. Fear-driven people, however, miss great opportunities. I want to urge you to move against that fear with the weapon of faith. I've taught you to find relevant verses related to fear and then prayerfully speak them over your life and your future. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of sound mind. In closing, I want you to hear Paul's voice when he says in Hebrews 12 verse 1, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Instead of focusing on the past too much or the future too much or even the present too much, focus on Jesus. This truly is the only cure for the limbo state. And as we fix our eyes on Jesus, all the past, present, and future will work in harmony to help us fulfill and reach our purpose and destiny. Michael Brado wrote a very good verse. He said, a person will never be more fulfilled than when they fulfill what God created them to do. I pray that this will be your reality. I pray that as you lean in and read the word of God, that you truly will put your focus on him and find out what your purpose, destiny, and future is. And until next week, Monday, have an awesome and blessed week. Goodbye.